This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Private colleges and universities in Arkansas are having to change their strategies for recruiting students amid a reduction in prospective students. Arkansas Business looks at that in this week's cover story. A number of factors are forcing the colleges to rethink their business plans and marketing. Top is simply that Americans are having fewer children. Editor Gwen Moritz wrote the story and joins me now. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
Good. Arkansas Business tracked 15 years' worth of fall enrollment figures for the 11 private colleges and universities in the state. What did you find?
Well, there are a few of them, three of them, that were actually at their peak last year. But most of them had started losing enrollment very gradually in the middle of the decade. By about 2015, most of them had started to come down slightly from their peak. And this is something that is not just Arkansas, it's nationwide. And the factors that go into this are not unique to Arkansas either. Colleges and universities across the nation are looking at the same trends and are trying to figure out, you know, how to keep or get a share of a smaller pie.
And you note changes at some private schools in the state to try and attract more students. What are some of these?
Right. Well, I talked with Dr. Bruce McLarty, who's the president at my alma mater, Harding University in Searcy, and one of the things that they have done this year that's kind of notable that it's been talked about in alumni circles is that they're going to allow shorts in class. When I was a freshman there 40 years ago, we couldn't even wear slacks to class. The young ladies could not. So those kind of changes in the dress code have been gradually happening over the decades, and this is just another one there. But when he and I talked about it, he mentioned that even other Church of Christ colleges that are seen as just as conservative or more conservative have made these kind of concessions to cultural change in dress codes. I talked with the president of Lyon College, Joey King, the president of University of the Ozarks, and they are making changes at those schools as well. They're reaching out to more foreign students and marketing themselves to, say, students from the Bahamas, or they're adding video game teams. Lyon College has is pet friendly now. So there's a lot of different ways that these colleges are changing, and both their marketing and their strategies to face the demographic changes.
Yeah, and you note there will be fewer black and white students, offset by more Asian and Hispanics.
That's true in Arkansas, and that's true in most states. The number of students that are expected to graduate from high school, traditional students that would be eligible to start as college freshmen, you know, right out of high school, that kind of traditional student, the number in Arkansas is going to be flat for the next, 10 or 15 years, is what the experts on this are projecting. And that might be down just a little bit, it might be up just a little bit, but in the major race groups, the white and black, those numbers will be down, and they will be made up for by more Asian and Hispanic students.
That's Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business, who wrote this week's cover story about private colleges and universities in the state. Thanks, Gwen.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.